Radio is a global phenomenon. Radio waves travel without regard to national borders. Music is an international language. So it seemed logical for JAM to begin working with broadcasters in other parts of the world. In the mid-70s, commercial radio in the UK was just beginning. But the most influential and respected broadcaster in the country was the BBC.
The BBC is the national broadcaster in the UK and used to operate three national networks. In 1967, it was decided to operate four because we had an outbreak of pirate, that's illegal radio, broadcasting from little ships run by Americans tossing around in the North Sea. And that gave the government the notion that there was a demand for all-day popular music broadcasting, which, to be fair, hadn't existed prior to 1967. So the BBC was asked to set up a national rock and pop network, which it did, and it was called Radio One.
That's Johnny Beerling. He began his career with the British Broadcasting Corporation before Radio One was even created, and stayed with the network until 1993. For the last eight of those years, he was the controller, the man in charge of Radio One.
I used to have a strange, long, narrow office on the fourth floor of a building called Egton House, which to this day still houses Radio One. And little John Wolfert came in, and I suppose, to be honest, I was going through the motions of being polite, visiting American and all that. And the enthusiasm didn't really start to come through until I listened to the tape on which I heard some recent jingles that JAM had done for WABC, and I'd always been a big fan of this station. And these were really terrific. They were as good as anything that PAMS had done, if not better. And as a result of that, we, having had this conversation in around about Christmas time in 1975, we made the first package early in 1976.
It's National Radio 1. 275-285 Radio 1.
Radio 1. Across the nation tonight. It's music on Radio 1.
Many people are surprised that a radio station thousands of miles away from the U.S. would have any similarities to American radio. But you have to remember that one of the goals for Radio One was to fill the need that was demonstrated by the pirate radio stations.
This is Radio Caroline on 199.
Radio England, hit-fire.
You're listening to Radio London on 266. The time is exactly...
Radio London, being American-owned, was modelled much on top 40 radio as it was in America. And I think WABC and Cousin Brucey and disc jockeys like that had an enormous influence on the DJs that worked on those stations and the style of broadcasting. So there was quite a considerable influence from America through the pirate ships on what we were doing at Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Tony
Blackburn.
Heavenly Brothers, Poor Jenny.
Radio 1.
The best in the world.
247.
It's 9 minutes past 9 o'clock and here's Boss Skaggs and a little bit of that lowdown. Still one of our chart-bound sounds. Paul Burnett with a brand new Fun 30 at 12 o'clock today.
When we introduced that first package from JAM, certainly the DJs like Simon Bates, Tony Blackburn, Kenny Everett, people like that who were around, were enormously impressed because they realised we had a quality product again and something that people were actually glad to play in between their records.
Back in the UK, Radio 1. FM Stereo.
Naturally, the sound of the jingles has changed to keep up with the times.
I think one of the amazing things is how the jingles have developed over the years. One of the reasons why British music is so big is that Radio 1 has taken chances and has promoted up-and-coming new bands. But it also has meant that we required a style of jingle which was not available here in America, so we had to do new things of our own, because we've always tried to make our jingles reflect the style of music that's currently popular.
Radio 1 is only half of the story. There was more work to do for the BBC.
I should explain that in addition to Radio 1 being the rock and pop service, Radio 2 is the MOR service of the BBC, and my opposite number was a man called Derek Mills. So I called Derek and gave him an introduction to John Wolfert, and that was the start of that relationship.
Two's company for you on BBC Radio 2.
With the addition of the BBC to the client list in 1976, Jam now had its jingles on the largest music stations in North America and Europe.
All this and Radio 2.